This is Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In 1954, George Balanchine summoned up memories of a festive holiday ballet from his Russian boyhood, and he remounted it for the New York City Ballet. Ever since, the Nutcracker has been a Christmas tradition across the U.S. New Mexico boasts several versions of Tchaikovsky's classic, and one of them sets the story right here, in the New Mexico territory of the 19th century. Festival Ballet Albuquerque's Nutcracker in the Land of Enchantment is on stage right now, and the company's artistic director, choreographer Patricia Dickinson Wells, is with us. Patricia, the Nutcracker story is the same here in this production. It's the surroundings that you've modified.
Yes. Ever since I moved to New Mexico, choosing to move here in 1990, I have always been fascinated by the culture. And so when Festival Ballet Albuquerque was formed in 2009, I had my opportunity to change it up a little bit. It's still very classical. The flowers are on point. The snowflakes, of course, are on point. But where I've taken a little bit of artistic license is in the first act party, for example. It's the Pacheco family. The costumes have a Victorian Western flair to them. And you'll see a little bit of Spanish dancing in the parents, Indian princess dolls as the dolls in the first act. Our Rat King has a very special Choya gold-painted crown. So we have all the influence that have come in through the Spanish and a little bit through the Native American culture as well. And with Act Two, the variations, we're still using the same music. The Spanish is very traditional. And with flamenco, which I first did many years ago, combining the flamenco and the ballet and the Spanish variation. And then we move into a lively fandango set like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Chinese, we actually have kept it the same because there was a large influx of Chinese workers on our railroad in the 1850s. And then the last that you'll see is a storyteller with many children on a set piece. And I actually went out to the Cochiti Pueblo and received permission from the governor to use the Cochiti storyteller theme.
Wow.
Yeah, that was exciting.
You have done this ballet many times throughout your career. What do you have to get right for the Nutcracker to work?
The biggest part about the Nutcracker is the magic. The magic of it all pulling together so the story is told cohesively, so that by the end of the ballet, they are standing on their feet because the audience is so excited from having been uplifted for 2 hours with a lot of great music, too. I mean, Tchaikovsky, my goodness.
Patricia Dickinson Wells has staged Festival Ballet Albuquerque's Nutcracker in the Land of Enchantment, now through December 21st at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, with a live orchestra in the pit. For information, visit nationalhispaniccenter.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.